Last week, we spoke a lot, two raid bites, about Shailos Teshuvos Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Simen Kuf Chav Ches, which is also Shailos Teshuvos Chasam Soifa, Evan Ezra Chela Galef, Simen Yud Gimel, where they discussed a Maisa Shahoya Kacht Hoya in the times of Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Chasam Soifa, where there was a married man that had gone away for a few weeks. He came home and he found his wife was Mezana with another man. Kemuvin, he was Pirish me Ishtai, and 9 months or so from the time of this nus, she gave birth to a child. She gave birth to a son. 20 or so years later, there was a big tumult with regards to the nature of this son. Does he have a din of a mamzer, or does he not have a din of a mamzer? The man, the husband of this woman, said that this child is for sure not my son. How do I know that? Because I had been away from my wife for several weeks, and the child was born 9 months from when I came back. And oh, by the way, no, based on what I saw and based on what Adam said, that my wife was being Mezana. So it's poshut that the last time he said he was with his wife was 10 or so months ago. There's no way this is his child. The woman is saying, no, I'm positive that my husband is really the father of the child. B'muscharishin, it's halach in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Evan Ezra Simen Dalitz, of Chavtes, and it's based on a sugya, a Mishnah really, Mesechta Skedushin, that Fahin Chesam Abeis, that a father's believed to say, B'nizeh Mamz, is based on Rabbi Yehuda Shita and Yesh Neuchlin, that a father that says, B'nizeh Bechayis, is going to be not stating that, Rabbi Kirein, the Chesam Sofer, they wrote a whole tshuva that even though a father's believed to say, is Ebeni Mamzer, but it could be in this case, and all cases that are similar to that, you'd be able to be make. It was really based on three Shitas HaRishayim. Shita from the Bahag, a Shita from the Tosfos Rid, and a Shita from the Riyaz. The Bahag said that although it's true a father's believed to say B'nizeh Mamzer, it's only when he's making one of his sons a Bechar. So if a father's going to say that one of my sons is a Bechar, and by doing that, it's going to implicate another one of the sons as being a Mamzer. So for example, a father walks into Bezin one day, he says, my second son, he's my Bechar. Your second son is your Bechar. And then what's your first son? He says, oh, my first son is not really my son. So being that a father has an amanus to say B'nei Zebachar, Mimela, included in that is that it's even Neman to say B'nei Zebachar, B'makim, where he's implicating his older son and suggesting that that son is going to be a man. But Stam in the Velterai to say B'nei Zebachar, that not. It's a Shittas of Ahag. Tosis brings it in Yesh Noichlin, Kuf Chav Zayin Amadeis. Tosis brings it in Perek Achayos, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. We don't paskin like it, but I feel Hach, there is such a Shitta. There is such a Shitta of Ahag. The Shitta of the Tosis read is that the only time Oimer B'nizeh Mamzer is Neman is if the wife is not being Makrish. But if the wife is being Makrish, she's saying it's not true. The child is your son, then already the father is not going to be believed. We don't paskin like this Tosis read. But at the same time, it is a Shitta of Rishayim. Sundas Shitta of Tosis read. And then you have the Shitta of the Riyaz, who says that this that Oimer B'nizeh Mamzer Neman is only if the father is saying it's my son. So he's saying it's my son, but you should know my son's a Mamzer. He says he was born a Chavik Christus, and that's how he had this child. But if he says it's not my son, then you have no Nemanis. And again, we don't pass like that either. It's Bak Tzein and Shulchan Aruch. Afilu Oymer She'enoi B'ni. The Allah is Hareiz Nemam Zervad. But at the same time, said Rabbi Kiveg and the Chassam Sofer, that you have these three Shittas HaRishayim that we don't pass like, but we can be Metzarif them to create a little bit of a Suffolk. It was also Metzirif the fact that maybe she was Nevelot to a guy, which we said as a Chiddush, because the Beis Shmuel says many times in Siman Dala that we're never Chayish that in Ish is Mezana with a guy. Based on the Chem Deshloim and Eben Ezra Simen Aleph. Again, this is all raid that we went through Ba'arucha last week. But it's enough to create a Sveika. And we said that this psak, this tshuva from Kiveger and the Chassam Sofer, went down as a tshuva l'doiris. Because Ba'avoy Neseinu HaRabim, shailas like this cross Rabbanim's desk too often. And G'doyli Oilam and their tshuvas and Eben Ezra Chelik had to deal with shailas like this. And every single time they handled a shaila like this, they started with the Mishnah and Kedushin and Ches on the days, with the Psak and the Mechaber and Eben Ezra Simen Dal Sif Chavtes, and with the Truvas Rabbi Kivega and the Truvas Chassam Sofer. This is something which we said. You see the Kayach that Chassam Sofer Rabbi Kivega had in the world of Ira, Mamish Dvarim Neflam Adlamoy. One of the Truvas that we talked about, one of the big Meshivan that relied heavily on this Truvas Chassam Sofer and the Truvas Rabbi Kivega is Ramey Arik. And it's in his child's Truvas Imre Yoshner. It's in Simen Kuf Yodal. The shaila that he was asked was very similar to the shaila that Rabbi Kiveg and the Chassam Sofer were asked. We said that he went about it in a very, very similar way. He says, Kvar Hoyrus Geinim. We have Hoyrach from the G'dayli Olam. And as a result, it's Pashit. That's the precedent. This is the Shulchan Aruch of how you're supposed to go about such a shaila. Now, the shoyal in that shuvah from the Imre Yosher was the Av Bezdin of Chabin. His name was Rabbi Yaakov Levi. That was his name. He was the Av Bezdin of Chabin. And he wrote to Rav Meir Arik the Shaila that he had, and he said that he went through the Shaila with the Dombra Veruv. The Dombra Veruv was the Chazoy Nochum. So the Chazoy Nochum was the Dombra Veruv, and that's where he went through the Shaila with. Incidentally, at the end of the Tshuva, he also quotes the Dombra Veruv's brother, the Chubin Rav, the Baal Dovim Meisharim, whose yard site is this week, by the way, and he quotes the Dovim Meisharim, and they were all discussing it together. Now, the connection between Meir Arik and Chubin is Meir Arik was a Talmud of the Koichem Yaakim, he was a Talmud Muvik of the Chubin Rav's father, and either way, he's part and parcel of this, the Chubin Mishpach Goynei Olam Ki Yadua. But regardless, so everything that the Shoyal is telling Rameir Arik is really based on the conversation that he had with the Dombrav Aruf. So Toich Dvarav, he tells him that you should know, Vagoyim mi Dombrav, he wanted to say a Dovin Nifla. Bederich Agav, it's Agav in this Tshuva, but it's not so Agav in our Red Rites. Bederich Agav as relates to this, and that is. So we mentioned the sheet of the Bahag. The Bahag says that although Ha'oyim B'nizah Mamzer Nema, based on Shitas Rav Yehuda, that a father is believed to say B'nizah Bechar. If he's believed to say B'nizah Bechar, he's also believed to say B'nizah Ben Grush Ben Chalutza, like the Gemara says, and he's also believed to say that B'nizah Mamzer. But the Bahag said a Chiddush, that's only true if you're going to say that one of your other sons is a Bechar, and somehow it's going to, by definition, mean that the other son is a Bechar. Meaning your second son is the Bechar. Oh, that means the older son is a Mamzer. So for that, Oyme B'nizah Mamzer. Never. But in the Velt Arayin to say, Oyme B'nizah Mamzer, that you're not going to be believed. The Rosh in Yesh Neuchlin brings the Bahag. Like Tosis brings the Bahag. And the Rosh asks a bunch of kashas on the Bahag. One of the kashas that he asks on the Bahag is from the Mishnah. The Mishnah, not even the Gemara. From the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Ches on the Beis and Kedusha. Because the Mishnah says that this set of fathers believed to say B'nizah Mamzer is true even if the child is an Ober. Even if the child is a fetus, a filu hachi, the father's belief to say, B'nizah Mamzer. And the Bahag asked, the Rosh asked on the Bahag, he says, I don't understand. If the only time a father's belief to say, B'nizah Mamzer is if he's saying that one of my sons is a Bechar, that says, there was an older son and a younger son. And you're saying the younger son is the Bechar. What do you mean? What happened to the older son? Oh, he's a Mamzer. That's when he's going to be believed. But stam to say, B'nizah Mamzer, not. So, Freik the Rosh, how is it possible that the Mishnah says that a father's belief to say on an Uber that this child is a Mamzer? If this child is an Uber, there can't be a younger child that you're making a Bechar. Meaning, if the Nemanus is B'nizah Bechar, and by the way, just to bring out how sharp this kash is, a lot of Achreinim say, the Nesiva says this, and Achreinim say that you know what the Bahag means? The Bahag means that you have two sons. Right? And you're walking into Bezin not to talk about the older son. You're not even talking about him. You're walking to Bezin to say, B'nizah Bechar. L'may nafkimina, he's going to get the Pishnayim, whatever it is. So the halach is, you're Nemon, even if it means, oh, that the older son, who's not in Bezin, you're not talking about, is going to be a Mamzer. But the point is, you have to be walking into Bezin and saying, regarding the younger son, he's who's the younger son? If the older son is an Uber, that means by definition the younger son wasn't born yet. If he wasn't born yet, so there's no Shaila in Bezdin. He is the Bechar, he's not a Bechar, he's not born. Let him be Yotzal Lavar Oilam, and when he's Yotzal Lavar Oilam, then we're going to figure it out. But if he's not Yotzal Lavar Oilam, then there can't be a Shaila of whether or not he's a Bechar, and if it can't be a Shaila of whether or not he's a Bechar, so it's a plea at him. This is one of the Rosh's kashas, it's Tzorich in Gobel, and it's a raya that what the Bahag said is Mama Shapel. So Ramei Arik said that the Dombra Baruv wanted to say a Teretz Nifla, and that's based on the Vilna Goyen that we spoke out in the end of Yesh Leuchlin. And that is the Goyen said, Gevaldige Chiddush. Pashut, we understand that when it comes to determining a Bechar, let's say a father has two sons from two different wives, right? So which one of his sons is going to be the Bechar? Of course, it's the son that was born first, right? Obviously, that's what it is. That's the definition of a Bechar. Your oldest son is going to be a Bechar. But the Vilna Goyen said an unbelievable Chiddush. The Vilna Goyen said it's not true. The Vilna Goyen said that the Bechar is not the child that was born first. The Bechar is the child that was conceived first. The Pasuk says, Ki hu reishis oinoi. And whoever is the reishis oinoi, that's the child that's going to be the Bechar. The Goyen learned it up in the Psukim in Parshas Kiseitze. Right? Remember, the Goyen had four kashas on the Psukim. The Pasuk says, Ki siyena l'ishtei noshim, achas ahuva v'achas nua, v'yodu loy bonim ahuva v'asnua. Right, someone has two wives, ahuva and asnua. And he has a son from the ahuva son, and he has a son from the snua. So the Torah says, the If the older one is from the Sniyah, and La Yucha Levaka, you can't start playing games and make the Ben Ahuva Al Pnei Ben Asnua HaBachar. Ki Es Abachar Ben Asnua Yaku. Why? Ki Ureishin Soini. And the guy said, I don't know. What's the Havamina? You have a Havamina that you can make the other son the Bachar? Whoever's the oldest, that's the one that's the Bachar. And Torah has to give me a reason. Ki Ureishin Soini. Why is the Torah giving me reasons? Also, the guy said, well, what do you have a Ben Asnua? Well, you hate. Jews don't hate people. What does that even mean? You're not allowed to hate her. So if you're not allowed to hate her, how do you have a hachas snua? Yaakov and Leah, that's a good kasha. But the bottom line is, it's the hasnua. How could it be a snua? And he said, not just that. If you read the pasuk, it says, it sounds like the ahuva was actually born before the snua, right? The ben ahuva was born before the ben asnua. So what's going on? So the goyin said a chiddush. The goyin said the pasuk is talking about not a man that had two wives at the same time. Man was married and he divorced his wife. And the reason he divorced was Kimatza Erves Dover. And if somebody finds an Erves Dover by somebody, Mitzvah Lesnoisei, Mutter Lesnoisei, Ein Psachem Kuf Yud Gimel, then already there's no, and that's the Snua. He gave her a get. And then afterwards he got married again, and this time he's happily married to a Ben Ahuva. And it turned out that both of his wives were pregnant. Obviously, the Ben Snua became pregnant before the Ahuva did. He was married to the Snua before he was married to the Ahuva. But the Ahuva gave birth to a child before the Snua gave birth to a child. V'yoduloi banim, ha'ahuva first, v'asnua second. Says the Torah, you would have thought that who should be the Bechar? For sure the Ben Ahuva should be the Bechar. Why? Because that's the child that was born first. Says the Torah, lo yuchalavakas Ben Ahuva al pnei Ben Asnua Bechar. Why? Because ki hu reishis oinoi, loy mishpata b'chayr, because who was conceived first? It was the Ben Asnua. And what we care about is reishis oinoi, and he is the koichiv in reishis oinoi. And because that child is reishis oinoi, so the guy said everything is miyushim. It says v'yobloi bonav ahuva, so it's true. Because the Ahuva gave birth before the Snua gave birth. You want to know why he has a right to hate her? Because he was matzav erves dover. Forget that's why he gave her a get. What was the Havamina Yuchal Avakir? Because, no, the Ben Ahuva was born first. I for sure would have thought the Ben Ahuva is the Bechar. And you know why the Torah has to give me a reason? Because it really doesn't make any sense why it shouldn't be that way. Ki hu reish ha-soinoi. That's what the Torah is coming to do. The Torah is coming to be Megala. It's interesting. I was thinking, and Menachem Olomowski told me I was Mechavan to his son. And that is, the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva, we once spoke about this. Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva, this is a Chelek Vav. So he asks that we know that there's a Cherim de Rabbeinu Gershom, right? We also know that the Taz says in a few places that even though the Chachamim have a right to go ahead and they have a right to make a takana, yesh koich bi Chachamim lakadavim in atayr b'shav altaisa, sometimes even mekum v'asei ki yodua, right? But at the same time, to be oikir davim in atayr legamri, that's not something we're allowed to do. It's known as the Taz HaYodua, right? It's known as the Taz HaYodua. So the Chassam Sofer in Chelek Vav, the Shoyl asked him, it's in Tshuva Nun Beis, he says, I don't understand, how was Rabbeinu Gershom able to make a takana that you're not allowed to marry two wives? L'chayra, L'chayra, in the pasuk, it's mefurish, you're allowed to marry two wives. Where do you see it in the pasuk? Kisienol ish tein noshim, ha'achas ahuva v'achas asnu. The man has two wives. So if he has two wives, it's mefurish in the pasuk, you can have two wives. If it's mefurish in the pasuk, you can have two wives. So what happened to the Taz HaYodua? So l'chayra, l'fizet, half like the guy, and it's not what's going on. So I looked up this morning in Rav David Kohn Shlita's Sefer HaTaz HaYodua. We did a whole read by it on this once. In Chaim Derabein Agershim. So he has on the Ches, Chaim Derabein Agershim. He brings the Chassam Sofer, the Shufat Nechsaluzer on this. And at the end, he says, Oid Yesh Loimar, he writes, To Loi Mefurish Bekrosh, Ayu Ashtey Noshim, Nesuyus Loi Bezmanecha Betzarechin. He says, the MSM, I'm not 100% sure because it's not Mefurish anywhere in the... The truth is, the Goyin said Mefurish, that wasn't the case. The Goyin answered four kashas by saying that. That's really not what happened. But the bottom line is, there's no Mefurish apostle that you could have two wives. Because the Achas Asnu, the Achas Ahuva, he was actually married to them at different times. Oh, but the bottom, this was the chiddush of the guy. This was the chiddush atzum that the guy said. So said the Dom Rav Aruv, like the guy, and you could say it's half of a fell. It's talking about there was a man who had two wives. He had two wives. And from his two wives, he had a bechar. He had a child. One wife became pregnant first. The other wife gave birth to a child first. And he walks into Beis Din right now. And he says that this child that was born, B'ni Zeh Bechar. They say, B'ni Zeh Bechar? What do you mean, B'ni Zeh Bechar? This is an older child. How could it be an older child? Yeah, it's an Uber. How could an Uber be older? The Teres is the Goyen. Because the Goyen said the Bechair is not who was born first. It's Loi Mishpata Bechair. It's Kiureishas Oimer Loi Mishpata Bechair. It's the one that was conceived first. Zog the Mishnah. That Oimer B'nizeh Mamzer Nemon. Even if the Mamzer is going to be an Uber, how's it Shaykh? How's it Gemalt? If the kid's an Uber, there's no young... The Teres says there is a younger child. Younger child, then it's for sure an Uber. No. There's a younger child that was born. But then it's older, the Goyen. This guy, and he said, would be Miyasha this cash. So Ramaisa, so Rabbi Yaakov Levi, the Gaivit of Chabin, he writes to Rameir Arik that this is what he heard from the Dumbra of Aruv. So Rameir Arik writes back as follows. Rameir Arik was a big Kharif, so there's no question he had a tremendous geschmack in this Kharif as he writes like. He says, Vimki Dvar Chachmohu. It's a Dvar Chachma. Aval Chas Vesholom Letaritz Divrei Abahag, Bedover Tmir Kazeh. He says that Yisoid is such a Pella, Chas V'Shalom. Now, it's actually interesting because we mentioned this when we spoke about this the first time, that some say over the Zvart V'Shem the Gain, others say over the Zvart V'Shem Reb Chaim V'Loshen. Hatzad HaShava, between all the people that say it over, nobody understands it. It's like two mechudish thing. But he said it over B'Shem Reb Chaim V'Loshen. But he said, Aval Chas V'Shalom L'Tarez, Kashi Kvar Hisoir B'Chach M'Shloima, that's from Shloima Kluger, Sha'adova Muchrich, D'Lo Yozlinim B'Bchar Rak Basa Leida, V'Loi Basa Ibor, D'Ho Yoitze Doifenein B'Bchar, etc., etc. Skipping to the end, he says, "V'loya amin klal sheyotza dover zem ipi atzadik agoyin Reb Chaim V'loshen azatzal the koydam liibah who bechar chas v'sholem." Do not say that. He says, "No way in the world this ever happened." He says, "It's a dvar chachma. It's a real charifos." He said, "But the goyin or Reb Chaim V'loshen ever say this?" He said, "I highly suspect it." Either way, just to wrap up some of the raid that we spoke about in the last 2 weeks, and on that note, some tzveitin mal hadron aloch ish neichlan.